time the wind blows puts me back in Manitoba many moons ago. Well, today we're touching on local history and some Gordon Goldsborough family history as well. Good morning, Gordon.
Good morning, Nadia.
Remind us of the clue from last time.
I said we were going to talk about a class of buildings that is associated with local small-scale manufacturing. And in the case of my grandfather, it was as local as his backyard because I was speaking of his blacksmith shop.
All right, so what sort of work did your grandfather do in this blacksmith shop?
Well, this was my maternal grandfather, and he was a farmer. He didn't often have the means to buy commercially made equipment and parts, so he made them himself. My grandfather was ingenious, and he could make almost anything in his blacksmith shop. Although, you know, to be honest, he didn't worry so much about what they looked like. He made himself a sawmill for cutting trees into lumber. He made an auger to move grain into his granaries. He made a dump box for his truck. He made scores of weather vanes. People all over the countryside have weather vanes made by my grandfather, and lots of other things. And, you know, so when I think of my grandfather, and he died, incidentally, about 24 years ago, I think of his workshop. But, you know, there is another dimension to today's episode, which are the commercial blacksmith shops that once existed in every community around Manitoba.
Which is so hard to believe, right? They seem from such a different time, which I guess they were. Can you help us understand why communities needed a blacksmith shop?
Right. Well, you know, a blacksmith made metal tools of all kinds. So, of course, in an age before there were superstores that carried pretty much anything, a place that could manufacture some obscure item was absolutely invaluable. But, you know, just as importantly, the blacksmith was able to repair metal items. Now, I know in our present disposable age, we routinely throw something out that is broken. You know, in the past, however, a broken item would be repaired and repaired and repaired until it couldn't be repaired anymore. And, you know, as much as possible, people did their own repairs, but sometimes repairing metal items required specialized skills and equipment, and of course, that's where blacksmiths came in. They were especially busy during the harvesting season, you know, and they'd be called upon to do things like sharpening blades, installing horseshoes, replicating or repairing machine parts, and a whole host of other tasks. But, you know, as we progressed through the 20th century, the demand for blacksmiths declined. And so by the time you get into the 1970s, there were very few of them left.
How many of the traditional blacksmith shops are still existing?
Well, you know, I've traveled around the province and I've found at least four commercial blacksmith shops. So, for example, one of them at Cartwright is an exact replica of a blacksmith shop that once stood at the same spot as early as 1888. It was made of wood, and of course, inevitably then, the building deteriorated, and so it finally closed in 1981, although the building remained standing until they had centennial celebrations in Cartwright in 1985, and then it was torn down. But I guess they missed the old blacksmith shop, so they rebuilt it in 1990, and it's still used periodically as a museum piece. Another wooden blacksmith shop stands along Highway 26 in the RM of St. Francis Xavier. And it was the Workington Blacksmith Shop, built in 1931 by blacksmith Henry Workington. He operated it right until his retirement in 1963. It's no longer in use, but apparently I'm told the blacksmith equipment was donated to a museum in Steinbach.
Are there any blacksmith shops not made of wood?
Yeah, you know, because of course wood was a common ingredient to make buildings back in the day. Well, yes, in Waskada we have the Amos Blacksmith Shop, built in 1900 by blacksmith Renwick Amos. Interestingly, he used poured concrete. You know, quite an unusual design for, well, literally any kind of building in Manitoba. You know, and so one of the first businesses in town, it remained solid despite being over 120 years old, which I suppose is a testament to the strength of its concrete walls. Amos's blacksmith shop remained in business into the 1960s. It's now part of the Waskada Museum.
What about any working blacksmith shops today? Are there any around?
You know, I think so, but I'm not sure. So at Oak Lake, we have the Old Stone Blacksmith Shop. It was constructed in 1897 of field stones held together by mortar. I'm told it's still in use as a welding shop.
And is that one the only one?
Well, you know, in a sense, the art of blacksmithing lives on in the machine shops that still exist all over Manitoba. In most cases, however, these modern shops have embraced modern techniques and equipment, well, which of course are quite radically different from the old days. But there is at least one shop that still makes things the old-fashioned way. It's called Cloverdale Forge. It's a working blacksmith shop run by two young people near Selkirk. You know, and they sell a variety of handmade items, things like door handles, belt buckles, fireplace tools, decorative door hinges, well, you name it, from their website.
Are there other blacksmith shops in museums?
Right. Yeah. You know, it's a fairly common feature of country museums around Manitoba. And I have to say, I'm not aware of all of them, but I know that there are blacksmith shops at the museums in Strathclare, in Dauphin, and in Bossier. There's probably others, and they're all worth a visit.
And what if someone wanted to watch a blacksmith at work? Is there somewhere they can go?
Yeah. So the folks at Cloverdale Forge do live demonstrations of blacksmithing during the Festival de Voyageurs here in Winnipeg, and they offer workshops throughout the summer, although this year, I guess because of the situation, they're not particularly active. There are demonstrations of blacksmithing that are done at such places as Lower Fort Garry, and for me, one of the most memorable demonstrations of blacksmithing is at the Manitoba Agricultural Museum near Austin. You know, when I walk into the blacksmith shop there, wow, the sights, the sounds, the smells remind me so much of my grandfather. That shop is actually operated by an old school blacksmith, a blacksmith named Barry Bromley, who is so much like my grandfather. He's opinionated, he's knowledgeable, and as a blacksmith, he is highly skillful.
Gordon, thank you so much for this today. What's up
You're
for
welcome.
Next week?
We're going to look at a building in St. Boniface that has a chimney marked with a large letter K, and it reminds us of a tumultuous period in Manitoba history during the 1920s.
Thanks for this, Gordon. See you next week.
Back then.
No matter where I go, every time the wind blows, puts me back in Manitoba. Many moons.